brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. We are the best thing on at 2 a.m. this week.
Well, you know.
This week.
Yeah, well, I want to tell you that How I Met My Mother is on, and they're a 30-minute show when they're entertaining for 22 minutes. We're a one-hour show and entertaining for 12. So, I mean, that's our competition.
But really entertaining for 12.
Yeah, we're like five times more entertaining for that 12 minutes.
Our 12 minutes of entertainment.
So that's literally like five times 12 is like 60 minutes of wholesome family entertainment.
You know, I knew you were a lawyer just by your mathematician skills there.
Exactly.
Tell you a third of anything.
Exactly. He can give you a third of pie if you give him about 2 seconds. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me are Made Man Brent.
You know, really, scotch, you brought me for all this scotch today. I'm going to suffer through it, okay? Nobody tied me up and made me force me to do it today.
Come on.
I feel a lot better now. I know. It's like I want to salute.
We just had the royal coronation, please.
Yeah. Stone of destiny, the whole thing. Come on. Yeah.
I love the hat salute.
So. He's not happy. And we got good old boy Alan.
Hey, how we doing, everybody?
And good old boy Justin.
Good morning, Vietnam.
I don't even know where he is.
Are we in Vietnam?
He doesn't even know where he is.
Wow.
It's like
flashback. Like,
better that way.
Yeah. Starting to have a flashback here. All right. So our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else you can drink. And here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. We have the Indri Trini 3-Wood Single Malt Indian Whiskey. We have the Rampur Asava Indian Single Malt Whiskey. We have the Impex Collection Penderin 5-Year Madeira Cask. We have the Impex Collection Akrios 10-Year. From Benriach, we have the second edition of the Benriach Malting Season, and we have the second edition of the Benriach Smoke Season. And from Isle of Arran, we have the Arran 21-year, and we have the Arran 25-year. So let's have Justin tell us about our sips ratings.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
What, do you miss harm that much?
Two sips.
Nice, but what else do you have?
What the hell was that?
I don't even know.
I think that was Mush Mouth if you hit him in the face with like a bat and brain damage.
Yeah. Remember Mush Mouth?
And brain damaged him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what that is, yeah.
Yeah, the Cosby Kids, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Three sips.
Interesting, but what was this again?
That sounded like a really bad vampire.
I thought he was supposed to be Harmeet giving his Indian accent.
I think that was like a Bollywood vampire. I want to suck your neck and fix your windows for you. Yeah.
Four sips.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
No. Specified.
Five sips.
Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my
god. No. Yeah. Yeah. Right, he's not on today. No.
All right, so I won't quit my day job.
Yeah, I definitely would look into keeping your day job. So
yeah.
Let's have Brent tell us about our first whiskey of the day.
Thank you for the pronunciation challenge, Bob.
You're welcome. What, you don't like a word with 27 letters and no vowels?
Sorry, go ahead.
So this is Indri Indian Single Malt Whiskey. Is named after the village of the same name located in the state of Haryana in the foothills of the Himalayas. Indriya is Sanskrit, also refers to the five senses: smell, taste, touch, sight, and sound. Indre Single Malt Whiskey is made at the Piccadilly Distillery by Master Distiller Graham Hamilton Bowie and Master Blender Surinder Kumar. Both men are longtime veterans in the industry. Graham, having worked at the
Tom and Tool,
and Glenn Grant and Surinder was the former master distiller and blender at Amaret. With three copper pot wash stills and three copper pot spirit stills, they have been distilling single malt since 2012. Currently one of the largest distilleries in India, they produce 4 million liters per year. Due to the subtropical climate, their angel share is between 10% and 12% annually. So what we're going to be tasting is the Indre Trini Three Wood Single Malt Indian Whiskey. It's 46% ABV, 92 proof, non-age stated, non-chilled filtered, no color added. This is made from Indian-grown six-row barley. This expression gets its name from the three kinds of wood used in maturing this whiskey. After fermenting and double distillation, the new make whiskey is matured in a combination of ex-bourbon, ex-Pedro Ximenez, and ex-French wine cask before blending. So it's got a nice copper color to it, which I wouldn't expect from I was always expecting something lighter, but this is nice, you know, 80s penny copper color. On the nose, I get tea right off the bat. It's one of the things I get. Then I get some, it comes over with, I guess that sherry cask note from this, I get that. I get a little bit of wood on it and some pineapple, like a charred pineapple to it. On the palate, I get beautiful mouthfeel on this. It's got nice light spices to it. Citrus, I get that pineapple, I get some raisins, just coat your mouth, nice, smooth, balanced finish. You get a lot of fruit on the finish. As a scotch, an Indian scotch, you know, people are going to like it. I enjoy it. Others will too.
We got a little rule back home. If it's brown, drink it down.
This is copper. This is copper, though. No brown here. Justin, what do you think?
So this is one of the most interesting whiskeys I've ever had. We cracked this about an hour ago. The first 15 minutes, I wouldn't drink or smell it. After 15 minutes, start smelling it, start drinking it. After an hour, it starts to become amazing. And
add a little water to it, and it's even better.
I haven't even done that yet.
Oh, yeah, you gotta do that. So,
you know, or if you're not as adventurous, just crack it, leave it for an hour before dinner, and then just drink it after dinner. This thing's pretty darn good now. What'd you think, Alan?
I thought it was great, but if you're going to do that, you got to make sure there aren't any people running around the house, because they'll drink it all in that hour while we're waiting for it to develop properly.
Not if I'm there.
I think we have to come up with a plan on that one. However, I got to tell you, and 100% true, when this thing was poured from the bottle, it had nothing. And after 15 minutes, it opened up beautifully, and then you put a little water in it, let it sit, and it's really become a terrific, terrific drink. I don't know how they put it together, but I would say this is excellent. And I would enjoy having it whenever the occasion arises.
Yeah, this one is, you know, we always talk about how air benefits a whiskey, and this really significantly improved with about 15 minutes worth of air. I get that tea note on the nose. I get that burnt kind of caramelized pineapple note. I get a little bit of oak. I get the raisins from the Pedro Ximenez. You know, that sort of raisiny funk on the palate. On the palate, it's sweet. It's nutty.
Yeah, the nuts on there do come through there.
You get the nuts along the front and the side of the palate. On the back palate, I get the raisins from that Pedro Ximenez, that sort of raisiny funk. And in the center, I get a little bit of a citrusy, almost maybe a lime. Yeah, an extremely interesting whiskey. And give this thing a little bit of air and maybe a drop of water. And, you know, just stand out of its way. So we're going to be rating the Indri Trini Three Wood Single Malt Indian Whiskey, a well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So I'm going to go to our next whiskey. We're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So we're going to talk about Rampura Sava Indian Malt Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume or 90 proof. It's non-age stated and non-chill filtered as God intended it. Radico Khaitan Limited, or RKL, is one of the largest players in the Indian spirits industry. Formerly known as Rampur Distillery, it was established in 1943. One of the largest distillers of ethyl alcohol in Asia, producing molasses extra neutral alcohol, grain neutral spirit, and malt spirit. The distillery is based in Rampur in the northern part of India at the foothills of the Himalayas. They supply extra neutral alcohol to many manufacturers in India, including Diageo, Pernod, Bacardi, USL, and others. RKL produces branded bottled whiskey, vodka, rum, brandy, and gin. While their malt distillery has been in operation for 25 years, and they have been aging malt since then, they waited until they had the right product and adequate stock to launch their own brand, Rampur Indian Malt Whiskey. Using Indian six-row malted barley, Rampur was launched in 2016 in Las Vegas, and the brand is now available in over 20 countries. The Rampur Indian Single Malt Asava expression we are trying today is aged in a combination of used bourbon barrels and Indian Cabernet Sauvignon casks. Asava was chosen as Whiskey Advocate's number 7 spirit of 2021. We'll talk more about it after the break.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
And we're back, and we were talking about Rampur Asava Indian Single Malt. So tell us about it, Preston.
So on the nose, I got like a tropical island with pineapple and blackberries and mandarin orange. I got a little bit of tobacco and kind of like that Captain Morgan rum spice kind of action going on the palate. It was sweet, velvety, oaky. I didn't get the Cabernet Sauvignon influence they mentioned at all. It just missed me, but I thought this was really tasty. Brent, what did you think?
Yeah, when you notice all these things, when you're saying all of them, it sounds like this is going to be great. You know, I mean, you have this tropical fruit on the nose, you have all these flavors on the palate, but they don't work for me though. They don't come together. They're not like cohesive enough for me. Like there's one, there's another, and they just don't. It's like a symphony if somebody's playing, and they're just like playing off tune, and they just don't blend together. And that's kind of what I feel like with this spirit, is that they're all there and they're all ready to go, but they're not working together to make it the best finished product that it could be. Alan, what do you think about that?
Well, by and large, I thought that it was really a very tasty, lovely malt. The color was deep mahogany, there was fruity notes throughout the whole thing, especially plums I picked up on it. Palate was creamy. It was vanilla. It was spiced oak. I just think that it was great. I don't know what the Indian red wine did to it or the Indian Cabernet. It's beyond me. I couldn't tell you. And it had a nice, sweet finish, long finish. I would say that this is a great whiskey to enjoy next time you're over in Mumbai. You know, have a ball.
Yeah, it's an interesting whiskey. It's I'm with Brent. There's a lot of flavors there. They're just not playing together. They're just not in harmony.
They just don't play well. Yeah, there's so many flavors and you can pick so many different things out, but that the working together is just not there yet. And I don't know if more air would help it or if more water would help it. Or
I'm just thinking maybe the cab barrels are just not working with the spirit. As a matter of fact, we've had rum pour on the show before and it's always been excellent. This one is just, and you can taste the spirit underneath. The base whiskey is quality whiskey. It's just this, I don't think that this expression is playing well. That's just for me. But again, everything I've had from rum pour up till now has been fantastic. So maybe they need to switch to a different wine cask. I don't know. But yeah, it's hard to say. Who knows? It's but we're going to be rating the Rampura Sava two sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So that brings us to our next whiskey, which is from the Impex Collection. It's the Impex Collection Penderin 5-Year Madeira Cask. It's a 57.4% ABV, 114.8 proof, 486 bottles in this batch. The Impex Collection was derived from the heart of Sam Filmus, who was the president and managing director of Impex Beverages. Using many years of industry experience, he selects casks from the collection from distilleries all over the world. This release was made at the Penderin Distillery in Wales. It was established in March 1st of 2004 and was the first distillery in Wales in more than 100 years. This expression from Penderin was aged in Blandy's Malvasia Madeira wine casks. So it's got a really nice color. Got a dark old penny look to it. A little bit of ruby to it as well. Just a slight little bit of glow to it. On the nose, you absolutely pick up the wine influence on this. It's definitely... You're not going to mistake that this is not a Madeira cask. So it's got that raisiny sweetness to it. Got a little bit of vanilla. On the palate, again, Madeira up front. Get some honey, get some spice. Get a little bit of maltiness on the back palate. Slight bit of spice along the tip of the tongue. Got a nice mouth coat to it. Medium finish. Solid whiskey. I mean, if you like a Madeira finish, then I think this whiskey is for you. What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, when I first got this and we poured it in the glass, all I wrote down right away was butterscotch bomb. You know, because the butterscotch just overtook everything on this to me. And now that it's calmed down, now you can get those... You get those the influence of the wine on it and the raisins and stuff. And so then on your palate, initially it was very sweet. Now they've added water, let it sit for a while. Very, very balanced. You get that, but you get butterscotch, you get that, the raisin notes, that, you know, a little bit of honey, the very well balanced. So what a difference something makes, you know, when it's all balanced together. It's just very enjoyable. To me, if anything, I just think it's maybe just a little too sweet. But overall, good. Justin?
So, first of all, I'll say that I love Madeira, especially if it's older than my grandfather. This Madeira consumes about 90% of the flavor band of this spirit. So it overwhelms it. I don't know what the flavor of the spirit that underlies it. But if you like Madeira, you're going to like this. I got the butterscotch that he was talking about on the nose. On the palate, it was like all Madeira and just a little bit of malt spice. What did you think, Alan?
I liked it a lot. It was spicy. It had the butterscotch to it. It had a great complexity of flavors that mixed well with the raisins. And I think it was a lot for this was 5 years old, if I recall. Okay. I don't think I've tasted a 5 years old as good as this.
No.
The last couple of years.
Given the age of the whiskey, this is a really stellar effort.
Yeah, it's a stellar whiskey. Yeah. Definitely a stellar whiskey. And, you know, I wouldn't dump it back into a barrel and try to change it around or anything like that. I think the whiskey is really great as it is, okay? It's a five-year-old. And I think, you know, it's easily one can give it a 4 as a rating or a 3. Certainly a 3, but I kind of like it, so I'd give it a 4.
Yeah, it's an extremely well put together whiskey. Again, they're starting out with a younger stock, but I do agree with Justin that the Madeira influence does overtake it a bit. But you're going to get that with, you know, honestly, you're going to get that with a 5-year whiskey. I mean, there's not enough whiskey there, I think, to fight against that particular, especially that particular Madeira cask that they use.
Probably why just the sweetness of it, why it's overly sweet, you know, why I get the, why that's happening to it.
But if you enjoy a Madeira finished whiskey, I absolutely think you'd love this. I think this is a lovely effort. And again, Pendrin's making some really interesting stuff there. It's exciting what's going on over there. So it's nice to see them branching out. You know, well done whiskey. So we're going to be rating the Impex Collection Pendrin 5-year Madeira cask. Well deserved. 3 sips.
Interesting.
So our next one, we're going to have Alan tell us about that one.
And the next one that we're going to do is the Impex Collection Ashrock 10-year-old, which is 115 proof. Quite strong, so we had some water to it. It was aged in a European hogshead barrel. Ashrock was established in Banffshire, Bayside, Scotland in 1972 to produce whiskies for the J&B blend. They produced their first single malt in 1978 under the Singleton name and continued production under that name until 2001, and the name was changed back to Ashrock. Production continued under that name until 2008 when it was changed to the Singleton of Ashrock. A little bit like a saw going back and forth. The name Ashrock means shallow ford across the Red Stream in Gaelic. Now, when you take a taste of this particular whiskey, which I am about to do, I found it to be amazing. Sweetness hits you. A little bit of peatness hits you. Some earthiness hits you. It is so smooth and so easy to go down. The nose is like carnival circuses. You know, cotton candy and things like that. And it's just a lovely, young, single cask whiskey that has a lot to it. It's just filled with flavor.
Yeah, I'm going to say on the nose, I picked up lemon right off the bat. That was like one of the first things. I got that cereal nose to it, the malt, you know, that goes with it and stuff. And then the grapefruit. I'm not a big grapefruit guy, but this blended so well that I actually liked the grapefruit part of it on the nose because it blended so well with everything else. And then, like you say, on your palate, you get just like a creme brulee. With all those other flavors joining in and just kind of like singing this sweet little dance on your, you know, on your tongue. And the finish, just a beautiful finish. It lets you enjoy it. You know, for a scotch, when somebody's going to join in, You're going to like this one. You know, Justin? Yeah,
you cannot like it. There's nothing negative about it.
I thought it was very interesting they use this as the base for J&B whiskey because it really does remind me of the J&B whiskey I would drink the latter part of the night after a night of partying in college. And, but, you know, being the single cask and everything, it's got like more complexity and more balls than the J&B, which I'm sure was 80 proof that I had back in the day. So it was a nice journey back through time. What'd you think, Bob?
I think it's an excellent whiskey. It's got a lovely nose to it. I definitely get the lemon peel. Get that maltiness, the cereal note to it. I get a little bit of chocolatey toffee, kind of burnt toffee nose to it. A little bit of smoke on the back end. I think that's where the burnt toffee's coming from. On the palate, yeah, it's sweet and delicious and it's got a very clean flavor. It's got a good mouthfeel to it.
Clean and crisp.
Yeah.
It's clean and crisp with it, you know, when
marshmallows and creme brulee, but not coating and cloying or anything. I mean, it's there. It's got a pretty nice finish as well. An excellent whiskey.
Yeah, it's so light in color that you're not expecting to get the flavors out of it, and they really shine through with it, though.
Oh yeah.
It's got balls.
Yeah, I mean it's. I mean when they say how light when it's light, I mean this is like a super super light pale yellow color, you know, and you just don't expect those kind of flavors out of something that light. But yeah, and enjoyable.
With my experience at that particular distillery, I found that the younger whiskeys are far more easy to love than some of the older whiskeys. Just happens.
Well, we're going to be rating the Impex Collection Oxrost 10-year, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to go to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. This is the Benriach Malting Season, second edition. It's 48.9% ABV. This expression is produced using barley that is malted from the distillery's own floor maltings. The floor malting method is a highly skilled process requiring the delicate and skilled hand of a team of dedicated craftspeople. After being steeped in water, the barley is spread across the malting room floor and turned by hand over several days to allow for optimum germination of the barley. I've seen this happen in person here in the United States, how they do this, and it's something you got to see to really appreciate it. But using their keen eye, the malting team decides when the barley is ready to move to the kiln and the iconic pagoda-shaped chimney comes alive. Benriach is one of only 7 distilleries in Scotland that continues the century-old tradition of floor malting. For this year's edition of Malting Season, Master Blendle Rachel Berry selected Concerto Barley, it's the same as the first edition that we've tried earlier, and slightly increased the barrel strength, resulting in a slightly different flavor profile, thus making each annual edition a truly unique expression in its own right. So this is, again, this is really light, and so you never know what you're going to expect when you get something this light, and on the nose, I got mandarins. I got some sugar. I got a little bit of a white chocolate to it. It just came through on the palate. Let me take a little bit here. Yeah, I get honey and citrus. I get some like crisp apples to it. It's just a nice coating for the mouth. I really enjoy it. A little bit of vanilla cream on the finish. All in all, it's a great expression. I'm happy with how this turned out. Justin?
This spirit is freaking tasty. It's got zesty fruits. It's got beautiful malt. And it has that loving touch that Rachel Berry brings to of her blend.
After it sat for a while and you added a little bit of water, it really shone through more, more than just when it initially poured.
Just keeps getting better.
Again, the color is so light. It's like a light yellow straw pale color. and it's got so much flavor to it.
Oh, yeah, it's unreal.
Probably from a second fill cast, not giving you the color, yeah, but still giving you all of the freshness inside.
Yeah.
What do you think, Bob?
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And I've said it before on the show many times. I am a huge fanboy of everything that Dr. Barry makes. She is fantastic. She has done such amazing work in her career, and what she's doing right now is so exciting. And we got a chance to actually talk with her a couple of weeks ago. And she told us there's some even more exciting stuff on the horizon coming up soon. So I'm looking forward to that. But this one is absolutely lovely. There's a sweetness on the nose. I get a almost like a white chocolatey kind of honey to it on the palate. Again, it's sweet but not cloying, not sticky. There's almost a honeycomb to it, a little bit of orchard fruit, some citrus notes to it. It's got a lovely fruity back palate on it and finish. More orchard fruit, some apples, some pears, and
yeah, it's kind of like an apple pear. You're right, yeah, about that pear. It's like an, yeah, apple pear combination.
Yeah,
right out of the orchard. You know, it's
like an apple pear kind of fruit salad finish on it, and yep, it stays with you. I mean, it's not a heavy.
It's like finish. It's a freshness to it.
It's a right, very so, fresh, very long lasting though flavor, yeah, to it. I think this is, if I'm remembering correctly, I think this one is better than last year's malting season.
I definitely remember it being better than last year's.
And last year's was excellent, but yep, this is, you know, again, another excellent job by Dr. Rachel Barry. If you see the Benriach malting season, grab it. We're going to rate it 4 sips.
That's classified.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we are discussing some excellent whiskeys. We just finished talking about the Benriach malting season, so we're going to go to our next one, which is another one from Benriach, which is the Benriach Smoke Season, which is this is the second release of the Smoke Season. 52.8% ABV, 105.6 proof. It's a small batch release that basically... What they're trying to do is they're basically going back to a tradition revived by the distillery from over 50 years ago. They are not known for peated whiskey, but back in days past, they did produce peated whiskey. So this is sort of a throwback to their history. So this is a result of exploring their past through the use of peated malt. We're going to go ahead and we're going to taste this. I'm going to stop reading. So... It's got a beautiful nose on it. Just a light, wispy smoke. Just a slight hint of... Just a little bit of that maritime and a little bit of that peat. And on the palate... Oh, lovely. Just a beautiful, beautiful peat to it. It's got a great mouth coat. You can just feel it run down both sides of your mouth. It's got a little bit of a saltiness to it, a little bit of the maritime character to it. Just a slight hint of the iodine. It's not full on, you know, Iowa peat. Although Brent's over here on the floor choking. It's got a sweetness to it. Really well balanced. Excellent whiskey. What'd you think, Alan?
I like it. I like it a lot. The nose is big and bold, so that tells you something's going on. And I had added a little bit of water, and it even made it bigger and bolder. But as to the taste, welcoming, sweet, alluring, brings you in. Viscosity that is amazing.
It's got a great thickness to it. Yeah. Real good mouthfeel.
Yeah, yeah. It's got all the hallmarks of the great.
Okay, thanks for bringing me a smoky, peaty whiskey. You know,
you're welcome. Just thinking about you.
So, as a critical person about smoky, peaty whiskeys, I'm going to say that the smoke on this one is very pleasant. It's like you know, if somebody like two blocks away had their campfire out and you got the lingering smoke from it, that's how the lightness of the smoke comes across on this one. It doesn't come across overpowering. Now, when I first tasted it, I was like, oh, great. I am tasting a tire fire. And and then I
he added, is such a great lover of peat, this guy.
then I let it sit for a little while. I add a little bit of water. And it was like, it's just an amazing transformation of how this evolves in your glass, because everything balances out. You get that sweetness, you get the smoke, that you said a little bit of iodine. And I think that was like early on, the iodine. Yeah. It doesn't just come across.
It really doesn't come across anymore
after that, you know, because the sweetness kind of overtakes it. And while you got that smoke there, it kind of blends in. You know, I'm critical about over smoking something and having it, and this one doesn't do that. Maybe initially, if you just pour it out of the bottle and drink it right away, then you get that I was overpowered by it right away. But after you let it set and it's going on, it just smoothed out. I'm going to tell you, people are going to enjoy this.
Yeah, it's not a heavy Iowa style. It is a smoky whiskey, but it is not a heavy Iowa style.
And by smoky whiskey, it's not a heavy smoke.
No.
that there's some of these, you know, like, oh my God, you know, you have to get a knife out and try to cut through.
Yeah, it's no Octomore.
Yeah, no, it's not some of those. It's not a geek whiskey. This is one that's for the masses. Justin?
The smoke screen is like a smoke show, a beautiful expression. It's like some of the finest smoked brisket I've ever had, but whiskey in a glass. I really don't have anything more to say than that. What'd you think, Bob?
So that's, again, he's expanding. That was 14 words this time. So, yeah, just an absolutely lovely whiskey all around. And again, I hate to keep sounding like a fanboy, but Rachel Berry's done it again.
Yes, fanboy.
Yeah, we're going to rate the Benriach Smoke Season 2nd Edition a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
That was so well-deserved for a smoky whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
If Brent likes it, everybody will like it.
Yeah. She
first out of the bottle, I wouldn't have given it that rating.
She's never missed one yet, at least not one I've ever had, that's for sure. And she has an exemplary record, and she has an absolutely outstanding palate. So,
Justin,
let's go to our next whiskey.
Justin, you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. I'll be happy to tell you about that. So our next whiskey is Aaron 21 Year. It's 46% alcohol by volume.
It's almost too old for Leonardo DiCaprio to date.
Yes.
It is too old.
Almost.
And 92 proof, and it's non-chill filtered, as I like it. The Aaron Distillery was
It was established.
I had my challenges, okay?
I think that's Gaelic. Yeah.
That's a new word.
Established.
I say it, you learn it. Right?
I'm going to get him drunk in Subic Bay one day, and that's going to be tattooed on his forehead, like in that movie where you get the Mike Tyson tattoo on his face.
What about the no regrets?
Yeah, no regrets. The only regret he has is he messed up that word, and now we're on him.
No, I'm doubling down. All right. By a group led by Harold Curry, a former director at Shivas Brothers and a D-Day veteran.
Yahoo.
That I won't mess up. Looking for a good water supply, they choose to build their distillery in La Cranza near Loch Na Davy, not to be confused with Davy, Florida, on the north end of the island of Aran. The initial distillery construction was delayed when a pair of golden eagles took up residence at the site, but was finally completed in 1995. I wonder what that negotiation was like.
So they just released a bunch of cats.
So their bottles today feature two eagles on the label and cork as a nod to their former visitors. Yeah, before the cats got them. Yeah. Their visitor center was opened in August of 1997. By Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, who was presented with two casks for Prince William and Harry, who I've hoped have drank them by now. In 1998, the first cask of Aran was opened after 3 years of maturation by Scottish actor Ewan McGregor.
Obi-Wan drinks this whiskey. That's all you need to know.
Trainspotting. For the first legal dram made on the island in over 160 years. This 21-year-old is the newest expression in the core range for Aran and is 100% matured in a mix of some of the oldest sherry butts from the distillery, and I love big butts, I cannot lie. On the nose, I got sweet sugar, hazelnut. On the palate, little bit of molasses, cocoa, and some sweet brown sugar. On the finish, it was also sweet, spicy, dark chocolate, and just a little bit of bitter bring you home. It's a beautiful expression. What did you think, Alan?
You know, I thought this was excellent in a lot of ways. But I think it would be hard to improve it. It's got everything going on with it. Everything goes so well with each other. Everything blends in masterfully. I think you got a masterpiece over here. Real simple. You got a masterpiece.
Aran, everything they've ever had.
We've had a lot from them over the years. We've done
one person at this table has a history of actually purchasing casks from Aran.
I have the first bottlings of Aran that I brought in for them to the people in America that bought barrels of it. I brought in and distributed it to all of them.
And that's where I first got it. I'd never had Aran before he had it. So,
and I probably had 15 extra cases that were given to me just in case. Mm-hmm. Over the last 15 years, we probably drank 15 cases of it. I have a few more bottles, but I got to tell you, excellent stuff. Really excellent stuff.
Yeah, they came out of the gate running. I mean, there was no learning curve with these guys. The spirit from day one was quality. What'd you think, Brent?
You know, I enjoyed it. So that's all you need to know. That's as many words as I can have and compete with Justin and his less elaborate career over there. But
illustrious.
He was established. Yeah.
Established. You know,
just jealous I'm making new words, but go ahead.
It's beautiful on the nose. You get all those the spices, a little bit of hazelnut comes through on the palate. I got a little bit of ginger along with that sweetness. I got that sweetness. It's a long lingering finish. You know, I get some orange, some dark chocolate. it's very enjoyable. And I don't see, I'm glad those Eagles kind of took up residence and kind of put things off, because, you know, it's very, very likable for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a 21-year-old, what's not to like, right?
Depends. I don't know. 21-year-old would probably kill all of us at this point. Yeah, this is a beautiful whiskey. It's got that sweetness and that nuttiness on the nose and on the palate. I definitely get the I get that light gingery spice to it, but the chocolate and the orange, it's not Dalmore chocolate orange, which is more chocolatey. This is more orangey than chocolatey. It was Dalmore's more chocolatey than orangey. So it's a very bright chocolatey, orangey, citrus. It's got some lovely spice to it. It's got a lovely nuttiness on the back palate, and it's got a really nice finish. An excellent whiskey. And I didn't expect anything different. I mean, everything we've done from Aaron has been fantastic. So we're going to be rating the Aaron 21-year-old a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that will take us to our last whiskey, and we're going to have the Master of Aaron down on the end of the table tell us about it. It's that you, being Alan. You, Alan.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay. So I'm gonna pour me a new sip of this stuff.
I think you should.
Just so that I could reacquaint my brain cells, the ones that are still alive with it. And we're going to take it, swirl it, nose it.
He's forgetting to read.
Yeah.
Let me read that for him. So this is
he's swirling. You can read.
I think this may be more interesting than reading it.
Well, this is the Aaron. This one's exciting though. This is the Aaron Single Malt 25 year. So this is the oldest release ever. It literally just came out a few weeks ago. I mean, the distillery is only, I think, 26 years old, give or take. So, I mean, this is literally the oldest whiskey they have. It's made from a mix of bourbon barrels and sherry casks that were distilled in 95 and then been finished it for a year in sherry hogshead. So what do you think about it?
I love it. I love it. I love it even more than a 21-year-old. I think this is as good as it could possibly get, but who knows what it'll be like when it's 30.
I feel bad drinking it after the 21 because it makes the 21 seem pale.
It does.
What we were talking about this when we were rating them earlier. I was like, well, the 25 is better but then the 21. So as good as one is one, you know, they give them the same rating, even though you know the other one's that. And Justin's like, well, you got to do each one individually and compare them on their own.
But as we went through the show, you went this way and then you got to 21. You hadn't had 25. You'd washed 25 out of your memory by the time you got to 21.
Right.
So you fell back in love with the 21. But
this one's special. This one is special. It is very special.
You put that up to your nose. You take a little whiff of it. Not only do you get the rich oak, but you got the baked ripe figs and sultanas and black cherries. And then you put it on your mouth and palate, and you get fruitcake and toasted almonds and cinnamon and mandarins. All sorts of great things, oranges, honey,
this is
apricots. It's like going into Whole Food.
It's a lot more layers, of different fruits and spices than what the 21 had. And for the 3 years difference or the 4 years difference in them, this one is a lot better, you know, much more improved than the 21. I'm loving it. I'm digging it. There's all those flavors you mentioned coming through. Everything, it does this dance on your tongue that's unimaginable.
I am very aroused.
Yes, well, I am.
Interesting enough, whiskeys don't necessarily get better with age. There's a certain
not always. Moment. No, yeah. Sometimes you get some. Sometimes if you get like a 25-year-old and it's because it's too much wood, too many wood tannins, and it kind of overpowers.
25-year-olds definitely give Brent too much wood.
This one here, this is not like
really
a,
perfect. Like an, 25. And
the example isn't with bourbon, but
it's just fantastic. So, what does Ric Flair think? That's what I said. Right. So, we're going to be rating the Aaron Single Malt 25-year, a well-deserved five sips.
Yeah. Five!
Yeah. So, I want to thank you, knuckleheads, for joining me. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you. I'll be the number one knucklehead.
And thank you, Alan.
It's my pleasure. Could you please call the institution to send over the wagon to pick me up to take me back wherever they're taking me?
And thank you, Justin.
Oh, thank you so much. What a great day in the basement.
Yeah, it doesn't stink being us. Well, for Sip Suds and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And
we didn't have any bad whiskeys, but we may have dropped out a bad rum, right?
If you're drinking a 25-year-old Aaron, you're having a pretty damn good day.
Yeah, you know what? Doesn't matter what you had at before that. You're just having a great day finishing up with this.
Mm-hmm.
Good people, good whiskeys, bad women. What more do you want?
Where are the bad women at?
I know, right? We missed those in the show.
Use your imagination.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.